Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We started last week the life of Abraham. Oh, you will enjoy the next few programs. This is a very interesting topic. As I mentioned quickly, Abraham was given the title Friend of God in both the Quran and the Bible. And we tell our Muslim friends that this title actually suggests a very close relationship with God. You know, not everybody is called the friend of God in the Old Testament. It implies that God shared with Abraham many of his secret plans for the future that he would not otherwise have revealed to someone who was just a servant. The Bible states that Abraham was God's friend, and interestingly, the Quran confirmed this fact in Surah 4, for Allah did take Abraham for a friend. Wow. We mentioned to our Muslim friends that the Bible told us about what God revealed to his friend Abraham of his secret plans for the future. And we'll talk about that. We also would like to share with our Muslim friends that Abraham was called the father of all who believe in Romans 4. And in Galatians 3, it is written, understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. The same concept I found in the Quran, you know, which exhorts Muslims to follow the religion of Abraham, Surah 3, verse 95. And in Surah 16, Muslims are directed to follow the ways of Abraham. Very interesting. So Abraham is an example of the true religion and a model for Muslims and for us too. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Abraham, all true believers of the gospel are to have the same saving faith Abraham had. Abraham was a prototype of the true religion to come. What I'm trying to do, establish some kind of a common ground using Abraham's status in the Quran and in the Bible. But actually, before we get into the depth of Abraham's faith and talk about Abraham more deeply, there is a very important topic, which is a promised son to Abraham. Was he Isaac? In Islam, they call him Ishaq or Ishmael. They call him Ismail. God promised Abraham a son. Abraham was fully aware of the physical impossibility for him and his wife Sarah to have a son, because they were so old. She was barren. Yet Abraham believed God would fulfill his promise supernaturally. Muslims are taught that the promised son is Ismail, but let us examine what the facts tells us. Quranic references to the promised son and to Isaac. God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son. The only reference to the sacrifice of the son of Abraham is Surah 37, verse 99 to 107. Okay, are you with me so far? The only reference to the sacrifice of the son of Abraham is mentioned in Surah 37, which reads, "So we gave him the good news of a boy ready to suffer and forbear. Then, when the son reached the age of serious work with him, he, Abraham, said, 'O my son, I see in vision that I offer thee in sacrifice.'" Now, although this passage does not directly say which son it was, the Quran in this passage indicates that it is the same son whose birth is described as good news. Okay, now focus with me. Just two verses after the mention of the sacrifice, Isaac's birth is mentioned as good news. "Peace and salutation to Abraham," I am quoting, "and we gave him the good news of Isaac. We blessed him and Isaac." This is Surah 37, verses 109 to 113. Also, my Muslim friend, earlier in Surah 11, verse 71, Isaac's birth is foretold as good news. "But we give her glad tidings of Isaac." Okay? So, just to make sure that you are following me, the only surah that mention the sacrifice of the son of Abraham is Surah 37, which reads, "So we gave him the good news of a boy ready to suffer and forbear. We gave him the good news." So that boy is described as good news. Okay, now, angels announce Isaac's birth as good news. And they, angels, gave him glad tidings of a son. His wife came forward laughing aloud. She smote her forehead and said, "A barren old woman." Surah 51, verses 28-29. So again, the angels announce Isaac's birth as good news. Again, "But we gave her glad tidings of Isaac." Wow. Okay, we have to complete our next program, this topic, and then we'll get into Abraham in depth. Before we end, please, let's say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender our lives to you. God, help us to share Jesus effectively with so many Muslims. God, use our lives, use our fellowship to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And of course, if you haven't become a child of God, my precious audience, pray this prayer after me. God, thank you for loving me. God, I put my faith in Jesus Christ right now. He paid the penalty for all my sins. Jesus is my only Savior. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, thank you for your love. I want to become your child. I want to live close to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim, and we talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible, and I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him, you know, because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament, and I would love to know what to do, what kind of format to go through whether giving him a book. I had given him a Bible. So I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and sort of shows comparisons and so forth. And I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My dear brothers and sisters, if you have any need, any help to reach your Muslim friends, please don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to serve you. Remember that. God's grace and peace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.